The next three questions relate to the person of the Antichrist himself. The first to Mr. Toms. Will the Antichrist know he is the Antichrist?
I know of no scripture which tells me that the Antichrist will know the Bible and all that it teaches. He will be a clever man, and he may well know something. I don't know whether he will know precisely what the Bible says about himself, about the Antichrist. But I do know this, that the Antichrist will know that he is Antichrist. Whether you take that prefix anti to mean against, or whether you take it to mean in the place of, the Antichrist will know very well that that he is against, and he tries to put himself in the place of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at Daniel 8, and I think it's a good thing to look at it, Daniel 8, and we ought to start at verse 23, but it talks about the latter time of their kingdom, that's the 10 kingdoms, when the transgressors are come to the full. You must always think we would come to the fullness of transgression now, but we haven't. Transgression's got to go far more, far greater transgression, far greater rebellion against God has got to come before the end. When transgression has come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark tendencies shall stand up. That's the Antichrist. And it said in verse 20, through his policy, shows craft to prosper in his hand. But then he says, he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. But notice his last phrase, he shall also stand up against, there's that word against, anti, he shall stand against the prince of princes. And the prince of princes, you don't need me to explain who that is, but he will be against him. You turn over to chapter 11, we again read about the Antichrist there. You need to read it all through, as Mr. Foster's been explaining, really. We're just jumping on text for quickness' sake. But it says in verse 36, the king shall do according to his will. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvellous things against the God of gods. That is Jehovah, the God of gods, and shall prosper. Well, there we are. That's what he will do. We've already looked at 2 Thessalonians 2, haven't we? It doesn't hurt to look at it again, and I feel I ought to just mention it. 2 Thessalonians 2, we've read this verse about the Antichrist. He opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God and that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That would be making him a replacement of God, making himself. So in every way, really, but I can't leave the subject without going to the book of Revelation, can I, in chapter 13, because that's a chapter which tells us a lot about the Antichrist. And the Antichrist, we read about him there, we read to need it all, really, but it says in verse 5, there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. That's blasphemy against God. And power is given unto him to continue 42 months. That's the 3.5 years, the last half of his reign. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and look at this, and them that dwell in heaven. So what the Antichrist knows about what the Bible will teach about himself, we know that he will be very Antichrist, and he will know that he is deliberately doing these things which are against God, against Christ, against truth, and of course, if we read other verses, against God's people.